Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Cherie. Welcome to the Cosmic Code Radio Show. Well, I am ready to do some work for you, my listeners. But before I do so, like always, I'm going to keep you up to date of what's going on. Well, the first thing is my lecture on UFO at the Wilmot Library in Tucson went absolutely phenomenal. A lot of people showed up. It was a very, very interesting meeting. And I've shown quite a lot of incredible pictures, x-rays of extraterrestrials, and recall all that I had to go through since the tender age of 6 years old, and explaining in great detail what I had to see, to do. And it was pretty dramatic when, you know, nobody was there to tell me what was an extraterrestrial or what was a flying saucer. And all those visitations every single night used to drive me totally insane because I had no answers. And I could only classify the experiences and those little gray, what you call those gray extraterrestrial, as you know, a small monkey with big eyes coming every night bothering me. So that's pretty much the only thing I used to say to my mother, you know, every morning. And she was telling me that I was just having bad dreams. So much for bad dreams. These things were a little bit more than dreams, but again, you know, as I always says, when it comes to extraterrestrial and, you know, this type of experience, anyone and everyone has the right to be skeptical because it's such a very private type of experience. You know, it's so unique. And unless you go through it yourself, feel it the way I did, you can only imagine, you know, what it's like to be waking up in the middle of the night and deal with this type of experience. But, you know, the legacy, that was the best part of it. You know, when I explained to the audience the legacy left by the extraterrestrials in terms of downloading the cosmic codes during these visitations. And that's pretty cool when you look at it. That's pretty much the great thing, the legacy of downloading the cosmic codes made me aware of how all the planet interacts with the human psyche and control humankind destiny and makes the affairs that we are dealing every single day. It's just totally, completely mind-boggling. And I tell you what, I have also noticed that much of the UFO manifestations takes place when a planet is in charge, and this planet is called Uranus, or in Greek mythology, the Lord of the Sky. So if you happen yourself to be into UFOs and extraterrestrial experiences, if you get my book Moon Power, it will tell you, well, Uranus is in charge for 2 or 3 days. And usually my book says it's time for you to walk in the desert and wear your camera and be ready to snap it. Because this incredible picture that I snapped in the desert, you know, everybody was just blown away seeing real UFOs that are caught in the desert with my camera. It's just amazing. Anyway, maybe some of you in the future will be lucky enough to witness these pictures and see x-ray of extraterrestrials. So it was a very, very interesting experiences. And I'm glad this conference and this lecture went well. Of course, I'm going to be in the process speaking in different MUFON meetings. And I believe the next one will be in Sedona, either before or after my next course in September. But what's up? What's going on here? Well, you should know if you are a VIP subscriber that on the February 21st, from 1 to 5, I will be doing a presentation right here in my hometown at the Vision Quest Metaphysical Bookstore, which happens to be probably the biggest and the most busiest bookstore in Scottsdale, in Arizona. And, you know, when they called me, they heard about me and they know I'm local. They said, Dr. Cherry, we would like to have you do a presentation there. So I said, okay, I'm going to do that. And then they said, you know, we've been pretty much talking about everything in this bookstore. But, you know, what people like is to look about their past lives. Do you have anything, any topic, anything that is remotely connected to that, and that would help people to understand who they were in their past lives and maybe, you know, explain to them how to get there. So I went to work. So I said, I'm going to do that lecture on the dragon's head and the dragon's tail, because the dragon's tail always represents, as I teach my students, the residue of all the past lives. So if you happen, for example, to have a dragon's tail in Aries, and this was the head, and you complain of constant headaches, chances are in some of your past life you've been shot in the head. You have had some past life, maybe it was the law element of society and being you know, murdered, shot in the head. Or maybe past life in Germany. I have to check everything to point out correctly one, two, or three past lives. So that's going to be the topic. And we've changed the time. It's actually from 1 to 5 instead of 10 to 4. There's all sorts of things going on now in Scottsdale, so they've changed the timing. But as explained to my students, the accumulation of all the souls, this past life, residual energy, including the sins, the vice, the virtues, the gifts, fears, are stored in the mighty dragon's tail, which is, of course, called the astrological, in traditional astrology, the south node of the moon. And while, of course, the power of the head of the dragon is where the gold mine is. So, as Nostradamus used to do before anyone enters is the privacy of his office, he used to go through a crystal cleansing, and this is what we're going to do. I have the table here. I'm going to put a nice, beautiful astrological cover top of that little table. We're going to put some big crystals. We're going to put some incense, some candle. Then I'm going to have a white candle. I mean, a white crystal ball and a black crystal ball. The black crystal ball symbolizes the true scorpionic energy and act as a vacuum. So all the people are asked, Tarania will be standing there, to touch the black ball while the incense is going and facing a big, big crystal for about 10 seconds. So it's like a vacuum cleaner. It's like a black hole sucking at the speed of light all the negative energy that you have built into your body, and release it before entering the room, so to speak. And then once you're done with the negative and you're cleansed, then you have to touch the white crystal ball, which is usually sitting in the sun for hours right here by my pool and being charged with the light of the sun. And when you touch this white crystal ball, it recharges your chakras pretty much almost immediately, so to speak. So the idea is to cleanse you before you come in the room so that no negative entities comes in case someone happens to be hypnotized against his will through my work, my informations, and things of this nature. So it's an art. It's an art. So for those of you who are local, okay, you want to go to the Vision Quest Metaphysical Bookstore. The address is 2225 North Scottsdale Road. Again, 2225 North Scottsdale Road. You can call April, get your pen ready, because you can join for $45 if you sign up before the day. If not, you're going to pay the full price. So save a few bucks here by calling her. The number is in Scottsdale, 480-949-1888. Again, call April at 480-949-1888. 888 and join me for an incredible experience where I will teach you how to tap on your gift. Then I have also some paperwork that I went to the local copy shop, and I'm going to distribute this to everybody with all the tables of the dragon's head and tail, so all the participants will be able to locate their own dragon's head and tail, for that matter, because I have also two TV crews that are going to be there doing their work. We're going to tape everything in those two TV crews. One is crew is coming from Los Angeles, and the other one is local. And the idea is to get as much material as possible, and then mingling and mixing all the taping together and while editing it, to come out with some good material that can be submitted to a network for my upcoming TV show, The Cosmic Code. So there is you would have to sign up some paperwork as you enter there that you want to be on television, or if you don't want to be on television. And then I will ask you to go, some of you to go on stage and work with you like I would do in a normal TV set. So just be ready. It's going to be interesting. And the moon will be in the world of Aquarius during this lecture. Again, it's all preset within the universal structure and the cosmic code. It's amazing knowing that design rules astrology, astropsychology, the new age matter, and television. And on that day, when the moon will be cruising through the world of Aquarius, I'm doing all that. Well, I guess I got lucky when she gave me a set of dates and I picked up the best date. And using and understanding the energy is what makes a winner in getting places in life, because knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. All right, we've covered that. What I'd like to kind of talk a little bit today about today is all sorts of things, but first of all, just reminding you, okay, reminding you that the tail of the dragon is still cruising the sign of Leo right into the second house of money of the United States. So everybody out there involved in the government and the financial world do not possess cosmic consciousness as you know it. And not knowing better, they can only submit their idea through the media. And there are picking up all the talking heads out there on radio and television, just regurgitating literally what they hear. And because they don't know the timing of the cosmic code, fear regulate and maintain a negative energy that is set by the tail of the dragon to exit the United States second house of money and self-esteem around August 2009. So I'm asking you to be patient. I'm asking you to trust me, because I know what I'm talking about. Now, I don't know how many of you have signed up for my newsletter, but two of my predictions came true. And the first one was to be ready for a nuclear accident at sea and on the ground. And of course, every one of you heard of the French and British nuclear submarine that collides in the Atlantic Ocean a couple days ago. And the other one was upsurge of UFO activity. And you all know what happened in Texas with this big, huge ball of fire that was captivated on video. So what I'm trying to tell you here is I am CNN before CNN. All these predictions are on my website. You can go there and check it right now, www.drturi.com, okay, drturi.com. You can check if you scroll down to the set of predictions and read what I wrote sometimes in 2007 in June. And I gave the exact month of February, and I hit it dead on both time. Now, as you all know, George Norrie gets my mail. He reads my newsletter. Then I got an email from him. Yeah, baby. And that's the good news I have for you. He emailed me and he says, Louis, he knows I'm good, I'm real, I'm true when it comes to my work. And he does remember my prediction of a nuclear accident for February. That was a year ago. That was an issue, I think, last December 2007. And he says, well, call Tom because I want you to be in the air for 1 hour and just answer some calls. So that is the good news. The good news is by being humble and by apologizing to Tom Heiser and to George Norrie, those beautiful souls that have helped my career for so many years, giving me another chance to be on the air. So I just wanted to let you know that it won't be too long before you hear me on Coast to Coast again. And that's going to indeed make my own little radio show go up the roof, knowing that this show is already going pretty well. Tirania is not here today. She's been overworked, poor thing, and she's kind of resting right now. We've got so much work in this office, and it's just her and I. And then I have Mike, and I have Greg, and I have two other people. I have Hannah and Alan working with us, but it's still so much work, so much work. And trying to do the best that I can to serve everybody, fulfill the orders, do my radio show, prepare my TV show, prepare my lectures, and so forth. And if you're listening from Hawaii, right now we are working on a full week teaching at the Hilton on Waikiki in Hawaii. And then from there, we might have to fly all the way to Australia. So there is quite a lot of work ahead of me. And as always, I will do what I have to do. Now, today, I am going to give you, I'm going to give the callers the option to choose what type of reading they want, okay? Either you ask me, you give me a number, of course, your date of birth, that's what I mean by that, then I'm going to punch this on my system, which is going to do all the work so I can, you know, find your UCI and do the reading that way. Or what I could do is to do something that some people have liked in the past, and that is to do the Astro Tarot. Astro Tarot, how does it work? Well, first of all, you have to realize that there is no time in space. And by this, I mean that I can reach any time, anybody, anywhere, I'll put it this way. Okay? And the Astro Tarot is called the Tarot de Marseille, by the way. Nostradamus used this quite a lot during the old days. Okay? And it's using the Hebrew alphabet, which is the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, representing the 22 major arcana of the tarot. Now, as I said earlier, there is no time in space. There is no distance in time and space. So what I can do is to ask you between... As I'm talking to you, I will have the cards in my hands. If Tirania was here, it would be much easier because she would hold on the card and I would feel it and pull up a card for you. But I'm going to do it by myself. I'm going to hold on the cards on my left hand, okay? Or I can just spread them on my desk. And then I'm going to put my hand above those cards. And the caller has to tell me, stop. When you say stop, my hand will be above a card. And then that will be the energy that could be either a message to you, an answer to you, a warning to you. I don't know, because the cards of the tarot are very direct. And again, I do not, everyone, I mean, if you ever have had a tarot reading in the past, you know that the Tarot de Marseille has 78 cards. The major and the minor cards produce 78 symbols. But in astropsychology, it's an offense to read the minor arcane or to read the tarot upside down. So what I did, I removed all the minor, and I'm using only the 22 major arcane, which are the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Doing so, I can get straight to the point. So you have to tell me what you want me to do. Want me to go into the stars and do a reading? Or do you want me to go into the tarot reading? So it's your choice. So make sure, as you are lining up to get your reading, to give me still your numbers, okay? So I can see your date of birth. And at the same time, make sure to tell me which one you want. And then I will work for you, with you, in the process. Okay? And what I'm going to do first, I'm going to shuffle the card. Just in case the next caller or the current caller wants to go in the direction with the tarot. All right, all the energy are in the cards. Cards are now face down. And my hand is ready to go. So who am I going to get here? Well, let's see. Doris, she's from Mississippi. Doris, are you here, honey?
Yes, sir.
Cool.
I'm here.
Okay, cool. Let me make sure I can hear you. All right. Now, Doris, where are you in Mississippi?
Huh?
What city are you at?
Hazelhurst is just below Jackson.
I see. All right, so which reading do you choose today?
The Astro Tarot to be on.
Do you want to try the Astro Tarot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it. So I'm putting my hand above my cards. When you're ready, tell me to stop.
Stop.
Got it. All right. Now, again, remember, those cards are face down, Doris. So I don't know what the card is. And again, it's an offense to lie or to change any symbol of any card to please you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I have to be very, very direct and very honest when it comes to the Astro Tarot. Okay? So I'm turning the card. And honey, you have card number 13. Do you know what that card is?
Yeah.
That's the death card. Now, you understand that there is no death. Death is just a rebirth. But this card is very significant, preparing you for a complete rebirth. So now, tell me a few things. Do you experience some problem at home, in your relationship or something? Just tell me.
Well, I just had a diagnosis of a disease that my brain's shrinking.
All right. Okay, now this card is a very serious signal that you don't want to give in to the energy of fear and death. Do I make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because it's very obvious that this black, dark energy, which I see as dark horses and skeleton running those horses, are in your head. If they were not in your head, I would not have picked it up for you. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
So my message is for you to immediately stop generating any form of fears, because nowadays the technology, the medical field are able to do miracle in practically absolutely anything. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Now, by being positive and removing the card number 13 or the death card out of your head or your mind, there is two benefits. The first one is you will not feed the negative energy of death and fear and disease in you, because disease and evil can only survive if you feed them. Correct?
Right.
And the best food they want is your thought. And because the future is the reincarnation of the thought, And because this is your thought, you can alter the atomic structure of your body and help or stop the disease or the infection. You've got to understand to work with me, not to do this, but be positive, okay?
Okay.
Now, where were you diagnosed with this, Doris?
In Jackson.
When was that
Saint
again?
In Jackson at St. Dominic's Hospital.
Okay. Now, do they give you something?
Well, there's nothing, there's no treatment for this. The brain, the part of the brain that controls the balance is shrinking. They don't know why. They think it's hereditary, but I don't know of anybody in our family that has that.
All right. Well, I tell you what. You know what, I'm not a medical doctor. You understand that, yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But I teach medical doctors. And who is who in America? Psychologists, psychiatrists, etc. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So, traditionally educated doctors can only relate to what their teachers, their books, their university have taught them, which is accepted as reality by science. But the medical science is very, very, very young in its infantile level, regardless of all the technological advance. They do not know that every single disease or infection is produced by a blockage. Now, ask my question. Answer my question. Did you suffer when you were growing up? Or did you undergo some dramatic things with your mom, your dad? Yes or no?
No, sir.
Okay. Now, did you... What type of work do you do, if I may ask you that?
When I was working, I've retired now, but... When I was working, I was a journeyman tool and die maker.
Okay. Basically, what I see in your chart, it looks like this is what you call a self-inflicted type of negative energy. Being a Leo, born in August in my work, of course, you're seen as a Leo. You're the sign of light and life. But your chart is more of a different type of Leo. I don't see you jumping up and down and being extrovert and singing and being high and very happy. Do I make sense?
Yes, sir.
You're more of the introvert type and very private, correct?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So, honey, let me tell you what you have in your chart. You were born with the tail of the dragon, which is the most powerful and negative area of your chart, into the sign of Scorpio, which is the sign of death and drama. And as a Leo Virgo, you are on the cusp. From your Virgo, which becomes house number one, September, October, November, the tail of the dragon is in your mind. Do you understand? So, having the tail of the dragon in the mind and the spirit affects the good functioning of your mental capacity. So anytime you get depressed, anytime you get negative, anytime you accept anything and don't challenge it, the tail of the dragon is regulating your thought process and is kind of destroying you by creating all sorts of problems that science cannot even remotely understand. So if I tell you you created it, would you accept it? Would you understand it or not?
Yes, sir, I would.
Okay. All right. Now, the idea is for you to understand that because you have this condition and you created it, you can easily turn around. You understand that too, yes?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, do you like plants and green or not?
Yes, sir. I love the garden.
Now you're in your dragon's head. This is where you are going to regenerate. You are going to regenerate with a lot of green, a lot of plants. You need to go out there in the dirt, in the grass, in the trees, in nature a little bit more, because I don't see you going out enough. Do I make sense again?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You need You need to connect with nature. And regardless of what they're saying to you, refuse to give in to the negative energy which is in your brain, and replace it. Replace it with positive thought. Now you need to turn yourself into a real green machine. Now what type of diet do you have?
I don't eat breakfast, but I eat dinner and supper. Mostly greens out of the garden and or peas or beans, something.
Right. Okay. All right, now, listen to me. Realize that anything you put in your body that is dead, would it be processed food, would it be cooked burger, is not going to help you. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
You need to turn yourself into a 100% vegetarian.
Okay.
And if you want protein, find a way to get them. I wish Tiranya was here, because she would tell you some good trick about protein without, you know, using eggs, milks, or meat for that matter. But what I'm asking you to do is to stick to a full vegetarianism diet for the time being, and keep a positive attitude. Lastly, you have to remember, you were born in August, and the tail of the dragon is right on you. Now, this negative energy has been with you since last December, like affecting every one of us, and that's going to be removed the next August. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
So, if you only knew the strengths of this chart, if you only knew what being born with the tail of the dragon affecting the mind means, you would certainly be able to apply your will and turn around and heal yourself, by being positive and by getting the Virgo energy in your body, which is lacking it. But in many ways, this card of death that you picked today, the skeleton, card number 13 of the tarot, is more of a representation, as I said, where you're at. And as much as you're going to die, hypothetically speaking, today, you are born again if you understood everything that I said to you.
Uh-huh.
And it may be a good idea also to get a full life reading from me. And if you do so, remind me that I spoke to you, Doris, okay,
right,
on my radio show. And I'm going to insert a 90-minute tape of hypnotherapy. The hypnotherapy tape will act as a supplement healing power that you need, that will certainly accelerate the process of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you understand all that?
Uh-huh.
Do you understand all that?
Well.
All right, my friend. Good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Doris. And this is why, people, it is important, I always say, it is important for every one of you to realize that knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. If you do not gather the information preset by the cosmic code through the higher order of God himself, you're going to suffer physically and spiritually. And there is a way to escape this trouble and live a very healthy, happy life. But you've got to ask in order to receive. All right, I'm going to shuffle my card again, and we're going to get the next caller. And the next caller is Marilyn. Are you here, Marilyn?
Yes, that's me. Hello.
Okay. Hello, Marilyn. You're from Illinois. What city are you?
Champaign, East Central Illinois.
That's interesting, Champaign. That's French city where we make champagne.
There were some original French settlers here.
Ah, that's probably why it's called Champaign. Okay, Marilyn, So what type of reading do you want me to do for you to do? Do you want a tarot reading? Do you heard what I just said to the lady earlier?
Yes.
Okay, so you understand the tarot doesn't mess around. It goes straight to the point.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you want me to do? Do you want me to do the astropsychology regular reading, or do you want to give a shot to the astro tarot?
It's really tough to decide because I want to know my tail and head, but I'm going to
Don't give me any information.
Okay.
If we're going to work together, you have to let me the job, okay? So I will take care of you. I'm just asking you a question, okay? And the question is simple. Do you want me to dig into astro psychology or the astro tarot? Yes or no?
Tarot, please.
Okay. Let's do that then. Now, you know the rules, okay? I am shuffling the card, Marilyn, okay?
Okay.
And I can only stop. I can only stop. There you go. Okay. My hand above a card. Just wait a second. Let's do it now. Tell me when to stop, hon.
Stop.
There you go. All right. Well, you have card number 12, which is the Hangman. Well, this card tells me that you're going left and right. You need to focus and concentrate. Do I make sense or not?
Oh, yes.
You have like a dozen of different personalities. You are looking left and right. You want to do things, but you stop. You're hanging down. Are you waiting for something, for a decision, for a job, or for money? Are you waiting for something?
No, I do feel somewhat scattered, although not as free-willing as, you know, crazy scattered, but I'm in what I feel like an accelerated learning phase.
Mm-hmm.
And, spiritually speaking, I've been on this learning curve for so long, but it's just like a spike, and so I'm
open-minded
and learning about energy. Yes.
Yeah, this is coming from your dragon's head and tail, Marilyn. You were born with the tail of the dragon in Gemini, so you probably look younger than your age, okay? And Gemini means 2, 4, 6, 8, 2, 4, 6 different life and dozens of different personality where the soul is thrown left and right, and sometimes you produce ADD. You understand that too?
Mm-hmm.
And ADD is not a disorder. I teach my students it's a gift. What I'm trying to tell you here, the tail of the dragon is also in your mind. So if you, let me give you this example. That's the best thing to do. Maybe you're going to relate to me better with your problem. That's why you're stuck in life, okay? Finish learning. Now it's time for you to teach. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Let me give you this example. Let's imagine I'm God, okay? I'm God. And I drive around with a big, huge limousine, okay? And I decide to come to you because you have a wish. Deal? All right. So I'm coming to you. You're all made up. You're all beautiful. You have a date with God, okay? I park the big, huge limousine in front of your door, and there is a real long red carpet coming from the limousine to your front step door. And you walk out, and you go straight into the limousine. You follow me still? Now you sit in the limousine, and I am there, I am your driver, I am God. I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to look at you, and I'm going to say, Marilyn, where do you want to go? And then you're going to look at me, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, Dr. Cherry, I always wanted to go to Paris for some reason, you know, or to Spain or whatever. And I said, well, let's go. Again, remember, I have a limousine that flies because I'm God, right? Then we are on the way to that city, to Paris or wherever you want to go, shopping, whatever. And then as we get to the first corner, you stop me. You say, hey, God, stop. And I'm going to say, what? You can say, you know what? I don't like to go shopping by myself. Can we get my best friend or my sister or whatever? I'm going to say, of course. So we're going back to your house. We're going to get your friend, your family member, or you're going to drag me somewhere else until we get that person, right? And then we are going all the way to Paris again, shopping. Okay. And then as we are into the car and I'm driving you to Paris to about to bring your wish, okay? Your friend talks to you, and she goes, well, you know what? Maybe we should bring my best friend too. Why don't you ask God? And then you're going to say, hey, God, stop, stop, stop. I'm going to say, what? Okay, you know what? My friend has a friend of the friend. Okay, I'm going to say, okay, you're going to do this a few times to me. Then after a certain time, I'm going to look for a nice parking lot. I'm going to take the keys out of the ignitions, and I'm going to move the keys in front of you, and I'm going to say, Marilyn, what do you want? That is your problem. You need to focus, to concentrate, finish what you start, okay, and have a clear idea of what you want. So the power that you were born with will lead you to the people, to the situation that can bring you wishes. But if you scatter it, if you're going left and right, if you don't listen, if you're going, you're hanging down, your power, you're like a beautiful Ferrari, and the point is you have the keys in hand, and it's ready to go, but you got no gas in it. Actually, no, the tank is full, but you don't know where to go with it. Do I make sense? Do you understand me?
Pardon me. Yes, that's what scattered energies will do for a person, or when so many things are interesting.
Exactly, and that's what it is. This is you're a very curious person. You get bored very fast, and you communicate a lot. Have you ever thought of writing?
Writing?
Yeah, you have no patience to write?
Yes, I have thought about it, but
You see, I call you again, Marilyn. Yes, but. I want to do this, but. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you something. Your head of the dragon is in Sagittarius. You're a professional student. Okay? You need, and the universe will open the door for you. There is probably a very important study ahead of you. One more. Maybe the one that you really need. That will give you the golden keys and all the answers of what you're looking for. The reason why you're still looking, Marilyn, is because you're not satisfied with what you have. Do I make sense?
Yes.
So you're hanging down. You're stuck. You said, what is it? Where is it that I could put my energy that will give me all the answers I'm looking for and fulfillment? Well, who knows? Maybe you're going to become one of my students and get those answers. Because born with the head of the dragon in Sagittarius, you're extraordinarily lucky in foreign land with foreigners, and you're meant to be a teacher of light. But unless you have the real golden keys in your hands and you're sure of your wisdom, then you can crystallize it and focus it ahead of you and start to teach it and being paid for it or being rewarded. So what I can see is that the new dragon's going to get to your career and to your home. Have you already thought, or do you know that you're going to be forced to move or relocate? Have you thought of it yet or not?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, just be prepared, okay, because I'm way ahead of time. I'm telling you, you will be forced by the dragon to reevaluate everything about your home in your career. That's what's next for you. What are you doing right now? Do you work for the government?
Well,
do you work for
school? I'm an engineering technician, but it just pays the bills.
Your heart is not there. You want to travel the world. You want to do things and this and that.
Oh, yeah.
You use a... Okay, so you're a very versatile person because you have so many lives and so many different personalities, you get so bored. So you need to find a job that gives you all that. But you can go on the doubt. I need to go there. I want to go to Australia. I need to go this. I need to do that. The more busy you are, the better you will be. But it has to be on an intellectual level. And the universe is kind of seeing what you need. Right now you're stuck because you lack direction, and that's why I'm here, to open the doors, to make you aware. So you want to listen to your intuition, you want to be prepared, because you are going to be going pretty fast in restructuring your career because you're not happy. And the universe wants to help you. So when you have a chance, you may want to go back to Don's archive on BBS. You want to listen to that section of the show, and everybody else for that matter, so that you can understand a little bit more what I'm saying to you. And the more you're going to listen to me, the more it will make sense that you have to focus seriously into something that is intellectual, because you all get bored too fast. You're too smart for your own good, and a stupid job is not challenging enough for you. Do I make sense again?
Oh, well, yes, that's for sure.
So
may
just
I
be patient.
The new dragon you mentioned. That's
your dragon's tail is Gemini. Now, do you suffer allergies or not?
No.
Okay, good. You never broke an arm or a finger?
Yeah, I've had a couple broken bones. Uh-huh.
That's see, a couple. Everything is 2, 4, 6 with you. How many kids you got?
0.
You never had any children?
No.
Okay, all right. How many times you been married?
0.
See? So you definitely...
I've had, you know, a couple of long-term partnerships.
You have... What you have is a very, very, you have the male and the female in you. The male and the female have very, very different needs of expressions. So you carry, you're as much as a male as you are a female inside of you because you have 2, 4, 6 different personalities. Do I make sense?
Well, I'll have to study up on that. I don't really understand, but.
Well, go ahead.
I think I have some intuition about it.
Oh, you bet, you bet. But what I'm trying to tell you is when you have so many lives to live at the same time and so many drive and desire, it also shows that you have a very strong sense of independence, obviously, because your dragon's tail is masculine. Your tail is not feminine. And then who knows, you know, you have had so many past life as a male, you may not be really interested in having a child and being stuck in a house when you want to be more free and travel the world. That could be
right.
Also an
yes,
explanation.
Yes, I think I've done it many times, many past lives, not this one.
Yeah, exactly. Now you have had also tremendous past life with indigenous people. So how do you feel with the Indians, for example, or animals?
Close connection. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's you're a very complex and complicated and old soul, and the universe wants you to master the best of the best and reteach it, and being very active in the process. You're all in a positive way, of course. You're intellectual, and you're mental soul, and you have a lot to give. But focus, concentrate. The universe is going to open the door for that study. That's going to give you all the answers you're looking for, so you can get on the way. Okay.
Okay.
All right, watch.
I let you go, I have to ask. You said forced by the dragon, the career mm-hmm. home thing, and is that something that actually structurally changes in the chart?
No. You know, being a Gemini tail, you have a lot of questions, and that's going to open a can of worms. Sad enough, until you understand the dynamics of the dragon, it'll be difficult. I can only suggest you to digest 550 pages of my book, The Power of the Dragon. It will help you to understand yours a little bit better. And ultimately, only my course will give you the golden keys. There's no way around it. I cannot teach you 35 years of my experience in understanding the cosmic code in a few words on the radio. The idea is to stimulate your curiosity to realize that you can find all the answers. If you only understand that anything under the stars and everything under the stars is under the jurisdictions of the stars. So if you learn the cosmic code, you're going to have the answers of every single area of the human experiences. Now you deal with that. All right, sweetheart. No. Marine, thank you for your call, honey. We talk to you again,
you,
okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie. And that's always the same story when you deal with very sharp, very smart people. Oh, they want to know more. You know? And then when you deal, incidentally, when I have a client or a student born with the tail of the dragon in Gemini, these people are talking machines. They are so smart. They regenerate with communication, and they will not stop sometime because they want more and more. It's a duality type of chart. They want more and more questions. So sometimes they sit in front of me when I do a tarot, and they start to talk. So I discipline them right away. I say, look, you are right here in front of me. If you have a question, or if I have a question, say yes or no. Do not elaborate, because at the end, this tape, you're going to listen to you. And you paid me to talk to you. So I have to discipline some of my clients and students born with such a powerful intellectual dragon tail so that they don't waste their time. She is a very interesting lady, that's for sure. All right, so we're going to go all the way up to Texas. And I think Elaine is next online. Elaine, are you here, honey?
Yes, I am.
Okay, where are you in Texas? What city are you in?
Burnett, Texas.
How far is that from Dallas?
Oh, it's a couple of hours.
Oh, so you're not too far.
No.
Okay, now, The question I have for you: what type of tarot what type of reading do you want today? Do you want the astro psychology tarot, or do you want the astro tarot?
Is there psychology? Is that what you were saying?
Astro psychology or the tarot, the tarot reading?
No, not the reading, the psychology. No.
You want the astro psychology reading?
Yeah.
Correct? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, now let's see. You were born into the constellation of Scorpio, you understand that, yes?
Yes.
Now, Scorpio has a stinger. The stinger represents the ultimate power that can be used for you or against you if you sting yourself with it. In other words, all of those born in November are very, very powerful souls. And all of them indeed, carry residue of witchcraft. Now, when I say witchcraft in French, when you call somebody a witch, it's a compliment. Here in the United States, everybody freaks out. I don't know why. A wish, the true sense of a wish is somebody who has gained supreme wisdom. And in your case, you did that, Elaine, with the herbal medicine. How do you feel about plants and green? Question.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said, how do you feel about green and plants, herbal medicine, natural healing?
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, that's because as a witch, that's where you were digging in your past life. Okay, do you like the color green or not?
Yes.
Okay, again, that's how I confirm my information, by asking colors, because green is Virgo. Virgo is healing, natural healing, perfection, detail, structure, cleaning. So it's all about energy, and each word and each plant and each everything around you is all about energy. And I'm able, at the speed of light, to be able to calculate this and give you information in the process. Now, when it comes to your mental process, I see you being very direct sometimes, a little bit too direct. And that could turn you into being sarcastic with other people, because you do have a problem with stupidity and laziness. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
All right, so we agree with each other. You happen to have quite a lot of magnetism. Venus, the goddess of love and beauty, is right on you. Venus is the goddess who rules the arts and anything to do with aesthetic and closing and beautiful things. Usually this position makes people either very magnetic, very artistic, or very beautiful. Are you all of the above? Say yes.
Not sure.
Not sure.
Yes, all right. No.
Yeah. It's all right, honey. I'm just playing with you. You know, I know your, the mental process of Scorpio is very, very calculated. It's very like building engineer. That's why you always have a plan. It's a very, very type of structure or type of thinking that doesn't like to be rushed. Do I make sense again? And it's very private.
Yes.
That's how you think. So I understand. All right, now make sure you've got a phenomenal intuition, though. But you've got to make sure to stay clear from chemicals, doctor prescriptions, drinking, drugs. I'm not saying you do all that, honey. You understand me, yes? Because I know,
yes,
I know you're a perfectionist. But the sad reality is that you do attract people that are not too good in your charts. Your UCI, your tail of the dragon, is in Aquarius. And that means you could attract the wrong groups and the wrong friends. Now, you could also attract the top friends in the world, don't get me wrong, okay?
Yeah.
So make sure to stay clear from groups that are guru-like, religiously-like, or too off the hook. Do I make sense?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, secondly, I can see a lot of, quite a lot of difficulties when you were a child. Okay, I don't know if it's the mom or your dad, but I can see some stress in there. And you have to be forgiving, because that's poisoning you. Do you understand me or not?
Yes, I do.
That's very deep, very, very deep, okay? You have to remember you're a Scorpio, that you're not normal, honey. With all the respect I owe you, it's a compliment again, okay? You happen to be the most powerful sign of the zodiac. And this power can easily be used against yourself and manipulate the atomic structure of your own well-being and mess it all up. That's why it's important not to nurture negativity, the past, resentment, jealousy, or God knows what, because you're a very intense person. You also, there is different energy that I detect with you also here, Elaine. You're a very independent person, but at the same time, you need a lot of attention and a lot of love. Do I make sense?
Yes.
Now, are you afraid of flying or do you like flying?
I'm not afraid of flying.
Okay, you're not afraid
of
being...
I don't like to fly.
No, you don't like to fly, okay. What about being high on top of a mountain, on top of a building, on top of a ladder, or on top of a... coming up in an elevator, going high, how do you feel about that?
I'm okay with it.
Okay, good, all right, so your tail is not that bad. Let me see. Do you use high-tech in computers?
I'm sorry, okay. Do I use high-tech computers?
Yeah, are you afraid of computers? Do you like computers or you don't touch it? Are you afraid of these things?
No, I work on a computer.
Yeah, that's why I see a lot of computers here. But you don't generate like, oh, this computer is going to hurt me type of thing. You don't generate this type of thought, do you?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. The same thing when you use your cell phone. You don't think the cell phone is going to give you a cancer in the brain, yes, do you?
No.
Okay, good. So I have to ask all these silly questions here. Okay, the good reason for that. Okay, let me tell you something where this chart is regenerating. You regenerate with metaphysics investigation, of course, subconsciously rebuilding your own witchcraft residue. You also regenerate in exotic places. Have you ever been to Hawaii or to any exotic places, an island?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Okay, you have a lot of luck close to the water in exotic places, and that's what I see with you. Now, also, let me see, are you into the art? You have a head of the dragon in Leo, right in your 10th house of career. This means such an opportunity for you to do so well in the art with children, with the light, and with the stage. That is, if you manage to get off your tail of the dragon, of course. Just tell me, when you work with computers, what type of work do you do, Elaine?
I would say I'm actually self-employed with my husband.
Okay, and what
so
type of
secretary?
Work?
Secretary.
Secretarial work?
Yes.
You know that you're not on your dragon's head. You know, when you do secretarial work, you have to have help your husband, don't get me wrong. Your moon is in Virgo. Paperwork, office work, organization, cleaning, cleansing, organizing. You do that naturally. You do that very, very well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to push you or at least make you aware of your dragon's head. Do you understand when I say the dragon's head?
Kind of.
Okay.
I got to read up on that.
Mm-hmm. You need to read some of my newsletters. The dragon set is your wheel of fortune. It's like a gold pot for you. And the dragon set is right on your 10th house of career. But if you do things for others, and you have to sometime to help your husband. I mean, look at Tanya. She's helping me all the time. She has the same dragon than you. She was born with the head of the dragon in Leo. But as much as she works with me and do the paperwork, the computers, talking to all my patient clients, the students, I do have people that are into the movie industry, the modeling industry, and knowing her dragon's head and knowing how beautiful Tanya really is, she has everything to be modeling. So I'm pushing her to be more independent in a career that I know will be rewarding for her in the long run. Okay, let me tell you something. You have the chart of somebody that can do anything involving the art. And because you're so into health and natural healing, you could probably, especially with Venus in Scorpio, have a beautiful, beautiful personality, physically and spiritually be so magnetic that could lead you into acting or modeling. You never thought of that?
No.
Okay, and that's how you're missing the boat of your dragon's head, because the chart is there for you to use. And if I don't tell you, then what do you call me for? Are you going to stay on the tail and do everything for other people? Or are you going to try as much as you have to help your husband in his business to do something of your own that can benefit the light, the stage, and the children of tomorrow? You never thought of working with kids? It's a question.
No.
That's your dragon's head again. Anything to do with light, love, the stage, children. I can only point out the head of the dragon, and it's completely entirely up to you, Elaine, to go or not. But at least you have something to hold on to. Okay? You're a very committed person, don't get me wrong. You're very committed, very loving, very loyal. You have everything that any man can dream of. But you have lost so far your option to do something great. But the point is, are you on your tail? And I'd rather be normal. I don't like fame. Or I don't want to go into that. I would rather stay home with my husband. Or do you want to go into the hair of the dragon and establish your kingdom and run the show? This is what your dragon said in this lifetime wants you to do. You've got the same dragon's head than Princess Diana. The same dragon's head than people that have achieved tremendous success. But the point is, in your heart, you have to find out if it's that you want or not. And if you decide not to, it's still okay. Do you understand me?
Yes, I do.
But I have to let you know what your dragon is all about, so you will be able to make the decision. How many kids you got?
One.
One, okay. That's the head of the dragon. Is it a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Okay, she's going to be very beautiful. I can feel that. What month was she born?
The month May.
May? Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. She's got the head of the dragon in the fourth house. Man, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So if the head of the dragon is on the fourth house, your tail and her tail is going to affect the career. So make sure not to pass your own fears on your children. As much as you are a good mom and you're very smart, you have to guide the child, not control the child, and not be afraid to let the child do the maximum it was supposed to do. And Taurus, trust me, are very, very beautiful people that have a lot of potential. In many ways, that's what I have for you, honey. So is that helps you a little bit, or do you want to know something else? I'm going to help you a little bit more if you want to. Just tell me what you need, and I'll be there.
Oh, no, that's good enough.
All right, sweetheart. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Dr. Turi.
Your best, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
You know, and bye-bye. And this is to me, my gosh, if I had inherited such a chart, I would be on top of the world as I'm speaking to you right now. Knowing what I know, born with a dragon set into the sign of Leo, oh my gosh, I would probably already be teaching the children of the world on national television every single day right now. But my dragon set is set. I was born with the head of the dragon in the sign of Aries, which means I'm supposed to be a stimulant, a leader of the mind. I'm supposed to be the universal teacher and gain my fame, so to speak, like I have through the mental process and shine because of the advanced information and the advanced wisdom that I have. And by sharing it, I'm getting my own fame, so to speak. But it is not like if I was born with the head of the dragon in the sign of Leo. Oh, my gosh. Knowing what I know, oh, it would work. All right, so let's go to Lavette. Lavette from Georgia. Did you call me the other day, Lavette?
I called last week.
I see.
Last Wednesday.
I remember your name. Okay, I decided to bring you up here. There's a bunch of people waiting, but I want to bring you up. What brings you back today, Lavette? Tell me.
I think you're doing a different type of reading today, tarot. I was like, let me try. I think I'm going to take, be one of your students. I'm just saving up. I'm so interested in your work.
Well, sweetheart, the reason why you're interested is because, like me, you were born in February, remember? Like me, you were born with Mercury dignified in Aquarius that rules the New Age and astropsychology and astrology. Like me, you were born with the head of the dragon in Aries in the third house. The only difference between you and I is that you have the moon in Scorpio on the cusp of Libra, which makes you very, very mystical, very psychic, very spiritual, while mine is more on the open sign of Gemini, which gives me ability in communication and writing. But you're my celestial sister, Lavette, and on top of that, you have a French name.
Yes.
It's
yes,
all beautiful.
I
truly hope you're going to join us. Will it be in Sedona or Hawaii, wherever I'm going to be teaching? But Let me confirm again, Lovett, that mastering the cosmic code will give you so much information about everybody and everything in life. And at the same time, you will gain the golden keys, what it means to be human. You will get the answers that are literally people have spent billions of life trying to get these informations, and they still don't get it. They're stuck with Allah, Buddha, and Jesus, the Mormon, Hare Krishna, witness of Jehovah, following a guru, a religious leader, or being lost, and sign up their entire fate to a religion that can only take them down to the drain. So you have enough intuition to know that I know what I'm talking about, especially when you see the way I operate. You understand people's reaction, the way I reached you also. So you're very intuitive and you're a smart person. But do me a favor, take the course by mail. You can still take the course live and graduate with the rest of the student when comes the time, okay? Because this will already give you the option to reach your dragon said and be like me, a leader of the mind, and do your homework in helping me to reach the rest of the world. I can't save the world but myself, honey. This is why I'm begging everybody out there. Please help me get on the boat, become a star student, become a proficient astral psychologist, and then live a beautiful life. Impress people with your wisdom. If you lost your job, if you're not happy, if you're not regenerating, maybe I am the rope. I am the rope that God is sending you, so this way you can hang on to it and take yourself out of the pit. Find the light, promote the light, establish the light, and help me to change the course of the future of the children in this crazy, religiously poisoned, completely lost world. You and I we can make a difference, and I'm so happy that you want to join my star family, Lovett. So take the course by mail. We send you the material, the books, the tape, the DVDs, the paperwork, all that you need. And comes to Sedona, okay. I cannot teach you everything by mail. All the Kabbalistic healing, the hypnotherapy part, the astro tarot, all this you have to be live. It is part of the course, but it's better if you're live. And then most of all, mingle with that spiritual energy and meet the people that will freeze with your life as spiritual people. Who knows, you may find your soulmate there. You know, a lot of my students became the best friend in the world, and some of them just connected, literally connected. Because, you know, there's so many people spiritual out there, and a lot of people listening to this show are very highly spiritual people. All they want is to connect with somebody that can discuss the spirit.
I find it.
And help them to grow. Do I make sense?
Exactly. It does. It definitely does.
So I am that bridge. I'm glad you're taking it. All right. So you want to do the Astro Tarot card today? Okay. So let me shuffle.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Yeah. Let me shuffle the card first, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I am putting the cards, spray the cards on the table. And they are spaced enough so when my hand moves above them, when you tell me stop, I will stop and I will pick up the card. Go.
Okay. Stop.
There you go. Now, understand that the card is still face down. I cannot tell you what you want to hear. The tarot is deadly, deadly accurate. It gets rid of all the details. It gets straight to the point. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to turn the card and I'm going to tell you what it is. Good luck to you. Well,
okay.
You have card number 5. Okay? Card number 5 is Jupiter. Now, this is indeed probably the most beautiful card you can ever get, and it becomes your ID card because you never done the tarot before. And I teach my students that when I teach the astro tarot in the course, I go around and I ask my student to pull a card, and you pull Jupiter. Jupiter becomes your ID card. Incidentally, this is insane. This is also my ID card. So you and I, we have the same tarot card. Is that because we have the same dragon set? Is that because we both born in February and we both have Mercury and Aquarius? It's all about energy. But let me describe the card to you, okay? It's a king.
Okay.
king is sitting on a rock, and at his feet he has an eagle. And the king in his hand has the baton of wisdom and the baton of power. He has his wrist on his face and he's resting on the side of the rock. The king is me, because he's my ID card. It will be you the day you become a tarot reader, an astral tarot reader. The eagle is you. The wings of the eagles are wide open. The message with Jupiter, the Lord of Luck, expansion, teaching, and publishing is very clear. I am putting some wind under your wings so that you can raise to my level and even above. Jupiter is a promise of a very, very productive learning process, teaching process. It's a promise of a lot of traveling, a lot of connection, a lot of great things. Probably a replica of my own life. Once you reach my level, once you upgrade your vibration to my level, as my celestial sister, the universe will lead you in the same path that I am. Now, the idea is to understand the message and never forget that Jupiter, the biggest planet in our solar system, the Lord of Luck, the Lord of Teaching, the Lord of Publishing, the protector of the Zodiac, is, as of today, your ID card. Good luck to you, and my gosh, are you lucky, love it. You got all that?
I don't right now.
I'm sorry, you broke up. I didn't hear what you say. What did you say, honey?
Oh, I said I don't feel, I have not felt lucky lately.
Well, I tell you what, it is your lucky day. To land on this type of tarot card is a serious, serious progressive omen that you're on the right track with me.
Okay.
All right.
That's good.
All right, honey. Thank you for calling, and then good luck to you. And listen to the information and join us, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you.
You bet, honey. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
And you know, I can hear my cell phone ringing behind me. Oh, do I hate that. That teaches me to turn this sucker off before I get on the air. Again, you know, to say a whole story, when you have such a beautiful chart and such a potential, it's just insane not to make a move in the right direction. And again, Lavette is extraordinarily intuitive, especially with her moon in Scorpio, and she regenerates with metaphysics. So I have a really, really good feeling that this lady is going to help me in pushing forward the new face of God and the secrets of the cosmic codes and help me on a mission. All right. Okay, let's see. Oh my gosh. Got a bunch of people. Hey, let's go to California. Shirley, are you here? Hello?
Hello.
Is that Shirley?
Yeah, this is.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay, now tell me, what type of reading do you want today? Do you want the astro tarot or do you want the astro psychology reading? Tell me.
I'm pretty new to this show, so I don't really know. I guess I'll do the card reading.
The tarot? Okay, let's do that. Let me give you a little bit of the rules, okay? The Astro Tarot is exceptionally direct. The Astro Tarot is picking up the most powerful energy that surrounds you, and my job will be to explain that energy. And as mentioned earlier in the show here, Shirley, there is no time, no distance in time and space, which means I can read you, I can do the tarot even if I was on the moon. The idea is to understand the principle. So I have my hand on the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet or the 22 major arcana of the tarot, and I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. I'm going to ask you to concentrate because all those cards are now being laid down on my desk. And I am just putting my hand on each one of these cards. And when when you tell me stop, this is where my fingers will be on top of a card, and that will be the card. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Okay, stop.
Got it. All right, I'm going to turn the card, and this is what we have here. Okay, you have card number 18, which is the moon. What's your relationship with your mother?
It's healing.
It's healing, yes, honey. It's healing. Oh, my gosh, poor thing. You seem to have suffered quite a lot. Okay. This card is a representation of the moon. First of all, you have to understand that you're a Pisces, okay? As a matter of fact, happy early birthday, honey. You were born February 28th. I was born February 26th. It goes another celestial sister. I got another celestial sister. There is no accident in life, honey. So happy birthday to you, sweetheart. And
thank you.
My birthday party will be on February 28th. It will be a Saturday because the day on the 26th, which is my real day birthday, I'll be doing too many things on TV. I won't be able to have my birthday, so I push it for Saturday, February 28th, and I'm inviting all my friends.
We'll be partying at the same time.
Yeah, baby. That's wonderful. Okay, now I have to remind you, honey, that you're a Pisces. You understand that, yes?
Oh, yeah.
And Pisces is in the water, in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And you know that the moon creates the tide, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Twice a day, the moon creates the tide. And as a fish, especially with this card right here in my hand, card number 18, the moon, you are strongly, strongly advised to swim with the tide. You need to understand how important the moon is in your life. The moon, again, is so much more than a dead rock, a white hot rock hanging above your head for the sake of beauty. The moon regulates your entire life. So you want to swim when the tide is on your way. Now, how much do you know about the waning and waxing side of the moon? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, for the last 5 years, I've been really kind of getting in tune with them when eclipses are going on.
Beautiful, mm-hmm. Beautiful. I have a book called Moon Power. Okay, you get a copy of it because it's astropsychology dwell with a different methodology. This is not regular astrology. So what I'm trying to tell you is, this book is literally written for you because you're a water sign. Watch the moon. I would never ever tell you enough to watch the moon. Right now, we are in halfway in a waning moon, which means people are going down, a little bit depressed, no energy, things break down. It's not a happy time. Do you follow me? This is due of the waning moon. The next new moon is going to be right on you. And this new moon is going to fall in your first and second house. It's going to fall on your second house of money and self-esteem, and it's going to affect all the affairs involving your health and your finances. You follow me?
Got you.
Okay, now, let me see what I detect here. You were born with the head of the dragon. My gosh, I wish I had that. You were born with the head of the dragon, Shirley, in the sign of Aquarius. Albert Einstein, Michelangelo, George Washington, Oprah Winfrey, who else? Princess Diana, Tirania, my girlfriend, born with the same dragon than you. Anytime you have the head of the dragon in Aquarius, anything and everything that dwells with the stars, computers, electronics, UFOs, the cosmic codes, astrology, the universe is granting you the best of the best of the best. But are you on the head of the dragon or not? Obviously, you are today. If not, you wouldn't be listening to the show or talking to me, correct?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You need to reach the head of the dragon. You need to. The reason why you have had so much problem when you were a child and being hurt by the moon, the mother, the upbringing, okay, is because you have something to learn. Something to understand why this happened to me. Why did I suffer so much when I was a child? Why did I get messed up with my husband? Whatever. You understand me very well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I do.
I know, sweetheart. I know. I can read you like an open book. What I'm trying is because by reaching your dragon's head in Aquarius, you will get the answers, and you will, in the process, align yourself to what you should be and use your head instead of your heart and recognize the strengths and weaknesses in your partner so you don't end up getting married a dozen times and suffer all the time. Follow me, honey?
Oh, yeah.
So that is why you have a dragon's head in Aquarius. So you're competitive, you're intellectual, but you also have a fear. You have a fear, you're very insecure. But what do you expect with all the mess that happened to you? Don't get me wrong, okay? Mm-hmm. But as a Pisces, you don't have much of a fate. Your fate is based upon the reincarnation of the thought, the handling of the creative forces of your subconscious, and the respect of the cosmic code. So if you build enough cosmic consciousness and reach your dragon's head, everything will fall in place in time. And yeah. like all of those born with this type of stars, you have great potential for teaching and learning. Now, do you know where the moon is today, honey?
No, I don't.
Well, today the moon is in the sign of Sagittarius, which means you are going to be dealing with foreigners. Oh, by the way, that's me. And Sagittarius deals with teaching, publishing, and foreigners, and higher learning. So the moon is right in your 11th house as I'm speaking to you, which is the house of wishes and friends, meaning a foreigner will grant your wish. This is how you translate through astro psychology. So what I want you to do is to stop being insecure. Listen carefully to what I said. If you have to go back into the archives to listen to your section, Shirley, do it. Get the message. Jump on your dragon's head. The universe wants you to learn to love the children of the world. And through helping, teaching the children of the world, you will find true love. You will find peace and harmony. You belong to the new age with the head of the dragon in Aquarius.
Yeah, so that I agree with.
You do agree with me. So I personally believe, and you wouldn't be here if not, that I have a lot of good things for you. Just consider becoming a star student with me and let me take care of you, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Meantime, do what you have to do and put your hand on that book, Moon Power, immediately. And I get even a better deal for you. Go to my website, drcherry.com, scroll down until you hit the 2008 Moon Power. Download it. It's free. It's free. Download the 2008.
Oh, cool.
Read the universal laws of the moon. Learn right away. And then see what happened to you last couple of years, because the dragon is still in the same area. So the predictions and the forecast is pretty much the same for 2 years.
Do that.
And we talk again, sweetheart, okay?
Cool. Thank you.
You bet. Swim upstream. Watch the moon. Goodbye,
okay.
Honey.
Thanks.
You bet. And this is how it works. This is exactly how it works. If you build enough cosmic consciousness, there is absolutely no way for anyone to make a mistake. And following the laws written by God himself through his own creation, through the stars and the cosmic code, can only bring you a reward in the long run. And again, remember, I don't write those laws. I translate those laws so that you can live a more productive, safe, and happy life like I do. All right, now let's go to, Anne. Are you here? Anne, can you hear me, Anne? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you at? Where are you at? One at a time. Where are you at?
Can I not say, please?
You don't want to say it, or you're very, very secretive.
No.
Very, very secretive. Okay, you're afraid to somebody finds you. Okay, all right, sweetheart. You don't have to say, but you sound very British to me.
No, but I'm not.
I don't know. Maybe some of your past life, some Australia, British thing like that is pretty strong in your chart. Okay, now tell me something. How do you feel about France and Italy? It's a question.
Very strongly.
Well, maybe it's not England, but France. Okay, give me a break. Okay, I'm tired. All right.
No, okay. You're very clever, so.
I'm very smart, yes. Thank you very much. Yeah. But remember that the things I'm saying are not said just because I want to talk. It's because I have your UCI in front of me. I have your date of birth right here, and I have all the information that I need so that I can display your celestial identity, unique celestial identity. And you were born with the head of the dragon in Leo. in Leo was France and Italy, which depict, of course, some of your past life in those countries and why you have an affinity with either France or Italy. All right, now let me go to another area of your chart. You have gift in psychology. You have gift in interior designing. And you also, this chart denotes somebody who could have some really, really good process in the legal system. Okay, now you could also end up working at a bank, don't get me wrong. But what do you do? Tell me.
I am an artist.
You are an artist? So you are on the head of the dragon. Beautiful. Tell me, what type of art do you practice? Acting? Modeling?
Photography.
Photography. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, so you're on the 11th house. That's beautiful. You know, what I see in your chart, I see that the fear that you have, much of the fears that you have, even though they are very real to you, and for good reason that I don't know, obviously, 85% of them are unfounded. Okay? So to keep that in mind, it's important. Okay. When you are an artist, you have an incredible imagination, okay? And this imagination is like a razor blade. It can work for you when you snap a beautiful pictures, when you freeze in time and space a beautiful scenery. And this is how you escape reality through your art. But at the same time, the same imagination can go against you. If you don't have any beautiful painting or any beautiful snapshot to deal with, the dark force, the dark energy is going to sap away some of your logic. Do I make sense or not?
I think so, yeah. I think.
All right. Are you afraid? Are you afraid of flying or not?
Yes, recently. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I can see that. Yes. So I avoid watching the news when you see this plane end up in the Hudson River or things like that. Okay, okay. It's important. As a Leo, all of those born in August are under the sign of light and life. This is the sign of love, light, the art, the stage, children. So it's very normal for all Leos to have a subconscious fear of death and decay. So do not nurture that, because it could easily become a wish to your subconscious. Your subconscious does not know what's right, what's wrong. You can compare your subconscious, for example, as God, you know, God creating an earthquake or a tsunami and killing little babies. Do I make sense again? God doesn't think. He just does.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Subconscious. Mm-hmm. And your subconscious is the same thing. You've got a lot of power in there. You need to make sure you do not feed fears and the forces of evil that could alter the well-being of your atomic structure or your spirit in your life in general. So keep positive. You got that?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, I see that... indeed, you are the artist, but you're also very much into other people, okay? And that's good, but it's also bad. You are doing too much for others and for your friends.
Yeah.
And sudden enough, they're sucking away your potential. They're sucking your resources. They're sucking your heart and your soul. You need to stop trying to save the world out there until you can take care of yourself. Do I make sense again?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
right. You got such a big heart, it's insane. You're the typical true Leo, that's what you are. And you feed and you protect and you want to do everything for everybody. And then, of course, they see that you're very vulnerable and you got a bunch of hyena out there. They don't care about you. Does that make sense, honey?
Yes.
So, you know, you might have to reevaluate a little bit how much you are, you know, doing for other people here and start to bring the blanket on your side. All right, now the head and the tail of the dragon is right on you. And the right and the tail, and the head and the tail of the dragon are also affecting your relationships. Okay? Now, question number one, are you into a relationship or are you gone from one?
I've left one. Yeah, just sort of dissolved, yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, I tell you what, right away, that was a liberation. That's not a loss. You understand that, yes?
Okay,
this person didn't have what you need. For if he did, the stars would not have removed him from you. Make sense?
Great, okay. Yes, it does make sense.
People come into your life, they play their part. You know,
In life is a constant movie where nothing is stagnant. Life is a constant process of changes. And here you are, and this person, you had a good time, okay? Party's done, okay? And you have so much of depth of love and so much feelings, but you also, what saves you in any of this type of dramatic rebirthing is your high critical nature. You have high expectation, and that saves you. You know, you hate laziness. You hate people that are messy, dirty. You hate anything that is not pure, okay? And that helps you to make the right decision. And if you can't make the decision, then the cosmic code will make it for you, because Mr. Wonderful, that has everything that you need, contrary to the other loser, oh, sorry, my French, okay, is next. Mm-hmm. Now, don't eat when you're upset, honey, okay? Because okay. you could hurt your stomach. I can see also a bit of a problem on your knees and your back, or both, or one. Which one it is? Tell me. If you have to say the back, if you have to say the knees, the back, or your stomach, which one would it be?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. No.
You're pretty young, honey. You're pretty young, and that's why maybe you don't suffer this area. You see. But I want you to understand not to eat when you're upset, because that would burn the lining of your stomach, and not to put stress on your back and your knees. Now, do you like animals, horse, cats, dogs?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay, you're a generator on animals too. Okay, and you have indeed a chart where you could be an actress. Have you ever thought of that?
When I was little, yes, I did.
Honey, you're still little. You're 29?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I love you.
I don't know anymore. You're a baby. Anyway,
yes.
I just point out your potential, honey, okay? And I can feel your energy. I'm telling you, you are a God-given gift for any guys out there. And you're also very vulnerable. And hopefully, and that's part of my wishes, and I'm asking all my listeners to join me in that one, okay? The universe will bless you with the right people that you deserve, okay? Now, yeah. this tale of the dragon has been messing you up since last December, and until your next birthday, you have to, again, hypothetically speaking, die and rebirth yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the dragon is going to be moving right on your 6 hours of work, okay? So your health, your service to the world, we have to be increased and improved. Where you have to be very, very cautious, and you're already into that energy, I can feel it. The tail of the dragon is going to be cruising through your subconscious. And this means you're going to be undergoing some very serious psychological changes. This is why you do not need to mingle and get hurt by anybody. For a certain time, I would kind of quit the dating game and have fun, and then let this nasty dragon removed himself from your subconscious. Concentrate on you. You know, do what you have to do. You're beautiful. You're magnetic. You're Leo. You shine. You're just a wonderful diamond out there. But you need to wait until this nasty tail of the dragon is removed from your subconscious, so that you don't get even more messed up emotionally. I can see quite a lot of progress. Like all Leos, you're set to be very successful. You need just to understand a little bit more about how the moon interacts with your psyche and with life in general. And I can see a really good fate. But think of you, bring the blanket to yourself for a change, okay? And everything will be much better in the long run. All right,
okay.
Sweetheart.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Bye-bye, love. You know what? Oh, gosh. If any guys knew what I know and they land on a girl like that, oh, my gosh. This is the type of Tarania type of style, you know, loving, dedicated, smart, the type of girl who would put the person that she loves right on top of a pedestal, a person that has so much to offer, dedicated, and on top of that, gifted, romantic, and you're not going to believe this, domestic. Hey, the full package. Now you have to be an astro psychologist to see that, I guess. Okay, let's see. Where are we going to go now? Anne? Okay, Mark. Let's go to Mark. Mark is from Texas. Oh, a second. Mark, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Let me double check something here. So you were born in April, correct? 22nd, 1961?
That's correct.
Okay, I just wanted to double check that. Okay. You've been listening to the show for a while or not?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you know the question I'm going to ask you about the astro psychology reading or the astro tarot reading. What is your choice today?
The first.
Astro psychology. So you never done that before, basically, huh?
No, I've not.
All right. Okay, now, let me see something here with you, Mark. You were born in the constellation of Aries, and you have your sun sign in Taurus. You understand that, yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me see. Do you like to eat or do you like to cook? Or both?
A little bit of both.
Okay, I'd see that. You got to be... Do you retain water? You're not overweight, are you? Just a question. Do you feel you're a bit overweight or not?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel that. I feel that you kind of have a little bit of a problem. That's why I ask you if you like to cook and eat, because I see all that, because you're very protective. You're very nurturing. And again, don't take what I'm going to say next personally, okay, Mark? Because my job here in the very little time that I have for you is to help you as much as I can. And I cannot be washy-washy, especially you being a guy, okay? But mm-hmm. in your past life, you have a tremendous amount of past life as a female. Now, this doesn't take anything away from your masculinity, your strengths, and whatever. But I just have to point out, okay? So that makes you oversensitive, supremely emotional. That makes you, that gives you all the gift of a female stuck in the body's guy. Do I make sense?
Yes.
Okay, that's not bad at all. That's not bad at all. Understand that, okay? But at the same time, such an over-emotional, over-sensitive sign can work for you or against you if you don't understand your tail of the dragon. You have a dignified dragon. The tail of the dragon is in Pisces, in your subconscious, and the head is in the sign of Virgo, in your house of work and service to the world. Now, let's check a little bit about... some of your past life. Some of your past life evolved around Germany, Switzerland, and the Middle East. Now, does that make sense to you or not?
Neither way.
Neither way. Okay. All right. So I don't reach you just yet. Let's push forwards. Do you have anything on your foot, your feet? Anything? I say feet. Tell me.
No.
Good. All right, now what about water? Do you like water? Are you afraid of water?
I'm fine with water. I don't like it a lot.
Okay, we're getting there. Okay. The tail of the dragon is negative. Pisces is a water sign. So it's obvious that you were living very close to the water and some accident in the perpetual reincarnation process that you lose your life as a female close to water. Okay? So there is many, many ways that people, especially female, lose water. And the most obvious way that I perceive intuitively is that you were drowned because of the Christians as a witch. Now, are you religious?
Yes.
Now we get into you. That's what it is. So your past life evolved indeed in the Middle East. And some of your past life indeed also come from Europe, where you were drowned as a witch. Now, are you into natural healing and plants and things of this nature?
Herbal products, yes.
Yeah, the answer is yes. It's obvious, my friend. It's obvious. So you were a doctor witch. You were actually a true doctor. You use plants. You did master the secret of all the plants. You understood, of course, the correlation, the connection with the plants and the work of God through the stars. You were very, very, very advanced during those lives. And you were healing people using what the religious people of your time consider as witchcraft. And this is how they punish witches. They used to put them in a big, huge bucket of water, and they put a Bible on their back. And the Bible during those days was like 50 pounds, very heavy. And if the witch didn't move and didn't sink, then she was not a witch. So your chance of survival was zilt, zero. This is how you drown. Okay. Now, the idea is for you to make sure that I do have respect for all your past lives, for your religious beliefs. But you have to understand, you as a Pisces dragon still have followed every single religion created by man's folly and ignorance. You have been Muslims, you've been Christians, in 875 different denominations. So you are on your dragon tail, extraordinarily vulnerable. And that's why sometimes you probably stick yourself in the convent and don't want to go out because the world is dirty. You don't want to talk to nobody. You just stay in the convent in the dark. Do I make sense or not?
No, I don't understand that part.
Do you socialize a lot? Do you go out every night?
No.
I do. That's what I'm trying to say. How many times out do you go out a week? 2 or 3 times? Go to the bar, meet people, have fun, dance?
No. Well, married and don't work a lot. Before that,
in respect to your marriage?
Nightly.
Okay. All right. So, as I said, it's very difficult. It's very difficult when you're being literally shred to piss on national radio to have a normal reaction. And I apologize for you. This is why I said to you, I can't spare you.
Mm-hmm.
If I you're very down to earth and practical. You're logical. You're a scientist, but at the same time, you have a side of yourself which is totally, completely, and entirely impractical. And that is due to all your past life and religion, because you don't understand that God never wrote a book, never created a religion. God created the stars and the heavens, and he gave them to you and to me and to everybody out there for interpretation as signs so that you could heed the cosmic code and its higher order. But nobody taught you that. So what can you do than to fall back on your dragon tail into all your past life as a nun and as a religious person? That's your tail. I can only point it out. Now, if you get into the other side of yourself, and you obviously are today on your dragon's head, where you apply critical thinking, when you apply logic, when you apply curiosity, you're going to remove yourself from guilt, from the past, from insecurity, from illusion, deception, and trusting yourself. And in the realization that, you know it or not, you're accepted or not, you were made in the image of God, my friend. And that means you're nothing less than God yourself. That's why your future is nothing else than a reincarnation of your thought, and that's why you have full power. But when you've been religiously poisoned for so many past life to fear God, to be pure, to be everything and not to enjoy life, that's unhealthy. You were put on this earth to experience absolutely everything. And trust me, good and bad, you did, and I did, and everybody else did. But ultimately, what you're going to bring back home to God and to yourself to grow bigger is the amount of all the information and wisdom you gather on this dense physical world. And that's something you have to deal with. I did my best shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you work in a large company? Do you work for the government, the army, the navy, or finance? What do you do? Tell me.
I own my own company.
Good. So you're definitely an engineer of some sort. If I ask you, what would that be? Financial? Would it be engineering?
Computer company, all aspects.
High tech, electronics, computers, finance. Okay, that's what I wanted to see your sun sign in Taurus, because that confirmed the reading that I had for you. My friend, you have the moon in Cancer, so if you're into investment, you better watch the moon, okay? So you can go to my website, drcherry.com. You can download the 2008 Moon Power. It's free. And you can read the section, The Universal Laws of the Moon. And while you're at it, you can also check your forecast and your characteristics. And don't be afraid you're not going to go to hell. You're already on hell, and that is in ignorance. The time you get out of it, the time you raise your vibration, that's where you're going to be able to perceive the face of God as he really is, outside of what you've been forced to accept as reality. All right, my friend?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You bet, my friend. Good luck to you.
Bye.
Bye. You know, again, this is the beauty of being a true astropsychologist, and any of my students can do that, don't get me wrong, is to be able to perceive people, and most of all, to help people when they are at their most needing, when they really need the help, when they don't have any more answers. Say, okay, I've tried this, I've tried that, this doesn't give me answer. You could see that Mark was seeking. He asked, and he received. Now, what is he going to do with the information? I don't know. That it is his shot. But you have to realize, I have to fight 20, 30, 40, 50 years of wrong information. And in 5 minutes or 2 minutes of a quick, fast reading, I have to turn him around. Whoa. I guess only Dr. Cherry can do that. All right. Well, you check it out, because I know Mark's going to make some progress in swim upstream away from his dragon's tail. Okay. Who's next online? Ginny, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, I can hear you, sweetheart. Just tell me, where are you calling me from? I know you're in California. Where are you calling me from?
Yes, from Los Angeles.
L.A., Los Angeles.
Yes,
okay.
Big L.A. I'm calling
okay.
for the tarot reading.
Yeah, you're ahead of me. I love it. Okay, so let me see the astro tarot reading.
Correct.
I remove the energy, put a new energy in the cards. Okay, you know the game. I'm going to put my fingers
yes,
from one end to the other one, and I'm going to touch every single card. And when you say stop, I'm going to stop my finger to move, and we'll be on the card. Are you ready? Go.
I'm ready. Okay.
Say stop anytime.
Stop now.
Got it. Okay, honey, you have card number 9, the Hermit. Okay, let me explain the card. It's an old guy. He has a cane, obviously. It looks like somebody which is a monk or something who lives in the cave. And he has like a candle in his hand, and he's moving out of darkness. Tell me, I know you like to talk, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. It looks like if you're looking for something that will give you the true power, the true fame, the true money that you deserve, you're looking
Good.
For something. And I see it within the world of communication. I ask my question. Answer my question. Have you ever thought, Jenny, of writing a book?
Yes.
Ha. Okay. And tell me why you didn't write it. That's my question.
Because I work two jobs, you know, time, money, children, grandchildren, career.
Yeah. Prosk. What do you call that? Prosk. What's the word? How do you pronounce this?
Procrastination.
Yes. Stop that. Annie, you can handle all that. You're a turbocharge. You are a turbocharge. You've got so much intellectual potential. It's insane. Okay, I can only point out, okay, you in this chart, your potential. And the potential is in communication. So you may decide to sell real estate to foreigners, for example, and make millions of dollars in investment. You could do that, or you could also go out there and start to write. There's different way to use your communication skills, but you also have
a
fear. You have a fear. I'm not good enough. I can't do it. That is the real reason. I'm not educated enough, or maybe this is, you know what I'm saying? And right now, you're shutting down your creative process. So the Hermit represents that you asked me to give you the light. I'm pointing out the light, and all that I can do is to tell you that if you listen to me carefully, if you write books, you can't write one book at a time anyway because you're so split. And if you write a book for children, you are going
to end up so wealthy.
Because
I have a story right in my head that I wrote a long time ago, and I wish I could put it into a book.
Listen to me, honey. Do you have any kids? 2, 4, 6, 0?
I have four kids.
How many kids you have?
I have 4 kids and 5 grandkids.
Okay, now listen to me. Do you remember how many stories you've said to those kids when they were babies?
Oh, yeah.
Now imagine all the stories that you made up, not just the one that you read, the one that you made up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have a gift of communication. If you were to crystallize your thought, discipline yourself again, and write 1, 2, or 3 books for children, the series will lead you to supreme wealth and fame. Anything else? Well, you're missing the boat. What else can I say? Well, I got some good news for you, though. As of August 2009, the head of the dragon is going to be moving in Capricorn, right on you. And because you are a Capricorn, you're born in the winter, when there is no fruits and flowers in nature, only rain, cold, and ice. Oh, gosh, it's going to take you a long time to get to the top of the mountain. So you are set by your ruler Saturn to do the best of the best of what you can even do towards midlife, which is about now, or maybe the latest part of your life. So the new dragon is moving on you, and that means you're about to switch. You're going to enter another life, because I see you are losing everything once or twice in life. You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay? You did. And now you're going to turn a page, and I believe that is your second life. You're going to start your second life where you're going to be able to understand my information, get yourself in gear, and give your best shot. And that's going to help you because you're going to be, I see you signing some paper. It could be in a year or two from now if you listen to me carefully. Those papers will be contracts. Okay? And that's going to be phenomenal. Now, are you going to listen to me or not? I don't know. But that's why you called for me to give you direction. And that's what the hermit is at. I'm taking you out of the cave. You asked for it, so make a good use of my information. You got that, honey?
Oh, I sure do.
All right, Jim.
And I did order your 2009 book online. I should be getting that any day, and I've ordered your home study course.
You are? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were a student of mine. But you have everything. But I must have told you that if you had a reading. You had a reading with me before? Did you order a full life reading? Yes, I did. Long time ago.
Yes, I did. Long time ago.
Well, did I tell you anything about children, the future, and the stage, and writing?
Not about children or the book, no, but you're right. I have a story in my head that I wrote a long time ago, and I've never done anything with it, and it is for children, so I'm going to pursue that.
I improve my readings by the day with so much practice. So,
bless your heart. You are awesome. You are just awesome.
I love you, honey. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
And thank you so much. I know you have other people waiting, and I want to share you. So thank you so much, Dr. Terry. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, love. Good night. What a beautiful girl. You know, and this is what I say sometimes. I said, you know, just give a shot. Give it a shot. Find out where your dragon is and then ride the wheel of fortune. And you'll be amazed because things are going to fall in place. And as I said, the Astro Tarot is deadly accurate. You know, right then, right now, I see the energy, I point out the energy, and I can only sincerely hope that the listener will listen to me and then give a best shot. Because it will work. That's the way it is. It will work. All right, we're going to go to New Orleans, and we're going to talk to Stephen. Stephen, how are you here, my friend?
How you doing, Dr. Torrey?
I am doing just fine. A little bit too busy. Got so many things to do every day. It's insane, but that's my destiny, trying to help everybody. Okay, were you at the part of New Orleans that suffers from the Katrina hurricane?
Yeah.
Did you lose everything, or you got a lucky one?
As a matter of fact, I didn't lose anything.
So you are the lucky one, and do you know why you're the lucky one?
Why?
Because you were born with the head of the dragon in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is ruled and controlled by Jupiter, the Lord of Luck, the Lord of Expansion, on the 8th house of corporated endeavors, and it makes you a very lucky person. and so much more about you. All right, now, which type of reading do you want me to do? Do you want me to do the Astro Tarot or the Astro Psychology reading?
I guess I can go with the Tarot.
Okay, let's do it. Now, you know the rules, okay? I have shuffled the cards, removing the energies of previous colors, and I have all those cards now laid down here. My finger is going through those cards, and when you're ready, you say stop, and my fingers will stop on the card, and that will be the card I have to read for you. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay. Stop.
You have to say, okay, I got it. Stop. Got it? Okay. You have card number 8, and card number 8 is the Justice. Don, if you're listening, I do have some feedback. Could you fix that from the engine room? I don't know how it sounds to the listener, but okay, oh, that's much better. Thank you, thank you. We got some phenomenal engineers here too. That, okay, Stephen. Number 8 or the Justice depict that there is some legal things. Okay, now my question is, do you have any legal things hanging around? Do you think you got something to sign soon? Apart from your tax, of course. Everybody has to do that.
I got some legal things hanging.
Uh-huh. Are you worried about it?
No, not really.
You shouldn't.
If it goes the way I think it's going to go, then I'll be repaid some monies that I'm owed.
I tell you what, you should be very confident, my friend, because card number 8 or the Justice Principle, it's a lady with a sword in the scale. And what she usually does is to bring balance and harmony in the affairs involving anything that is touching you in your life. Could be anything with money, legality, could be anything. So be confident, and I believe either in June or December, this you will get some confirmation of what we're talking about today. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, now let me see something here. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yep.
Do you have any problem with them? Or difficulties?
Kid brother.
I see, yes.
Kid brother, we don't talk that much.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it looks like there is a low energy with you and your siblings, okay, for some reason. So I don't know if it's that is due to the upbringing or whatever. But try not to do anything with the siblings, okay? Just that energy cannot be too good for you. You got that?
Okay.
Okay, now, do you have a car?
Yep.
Did you had some problem with this car last few days?
Well, I drive a truck, but...
I don't know what it is. I just see wheels and problems.
The only problem that I have had, which I think is minor, the air conditioner.
Yeah.
It only blows on high speed, not on low speed.
Okay. Well, all right. Now, when you have something in your car that messed up like this, it's a subconscious omen that you have to be careful, okay? Remember, if your light in your house blow up, if your telephone breaks down, or if, like me, a worker knocked down my fax machine and messed up a bunch of things under it, it's not only due to Mercury retrograde, is due to all sorts of things that are called omens. So when your car starts to act in any possible way, it tells you maybe you should slow down, or you should be careful not to get a ticket, or to respect the rules. Do I make sense or not?
Yeah,
you follow me?
I got a ticket here not too long ago.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just be aware of that. Okay.
Yeah.
I for some reason, do you like to eat? Do you like? I see food in your mind. Do you like to eat? I see that if you don't.
I eat.
Yeah, but is food in your mind constantly? Like if you don't eat, you get upset or insecure.
Yeah, kind
yeah,
of...
I see that. You know, sometimes I feel weird things about people. Okay, now I got another question, which is totally weird, but that's just the way I like to do it, because I know you like to investigate things. You're an investigator, okay? What about? Tell me, how do you feel about UFOs? Cold, hot, in between?
I believe in UFOs.
That's what I wanted to hear.
When I was younger, living back in Alabama, my brother, we was out hunting one night with my father and came up on some weird stuff.
That's what I wanted to hear. Tell me a little bit more. When was that? How old were you?
Oh, we was kids, small kids, like 8, 9. And my brother, I mean, we talk about it all the time. He's out in California, and he thinks he's been abducted. So, you know, I mean, it's just something that we talk about.
He has. He has been abducted. And incidentally, he also been touched. But it's nothing,
yeah.
It's nothing dangerous, because the energy that I perceive, it's... pretty interesting and pretty progressive, though. So I don't think the type of extraterrestrial that you guys dealt with, or your brother dealt with, which is connecting with you, it's positive, it's progressive. Well, that's a good thing.
Okay.
Now, let me look at the future for you. Your entire finances are going to undergoing some serious uplifting, okay? Do you do anything with real estate or with food? Just a question. Building, what do you do? Apart from when you drive, what do you carry in this truck?
a few tools.
Also the thing.
Huh?
Do you carry construction material?
I have some construction material, yeah. Not
okay.
much, but some.
Okay. Well, I tell you something. If you want to have a normal life, if you keep doing what you did, which is driving your truck, okay? If you want to make some serious money, very serious money, maybe you want to investigate taking a study that would involve the food, hotels, restaurant, or the real estate. And if you do that, you won't be able to count your money, my friend. And that means also mastering computers and high-tech and electronics. I have to tell you what I see for you, okay? You have a full restructure of your finances. So it's either you stay where you're at or you decide to educate yourself, because either you don't have time, either you think you can do it, or you find excuses and you miss the boat. How far did you go in college?
I think, I retired out of military out of 22 years. I went into teaching for about 8, and now I work at the U.S. Postal Service. I had a tarot reading from a person about 4 months ago, and he kept telling me that... there was a need for me to go into business, and if I went into business, that I would be successful, because that's what the cards were telling me. I've been having a really big mindset in making a move into
the food service. Now that's what I wanted you to. I wanted to hear that. You need to get off your tail. Driving.
I've been procrastinating.
I know. That's because you got so many different personalities. You go left and right. And then you need to understand the importance of getting an education. Let's get straight to the point, okay? Not procrastinating anymore, okay? Get that education. I see you getting into the world of food or real estate, and I see you making tons of money. You need to get off your dragon's tail. Writing, communication, driving in the post office is right on your tail. That not only you will never be where you want to be, but it's depressing, and you could also you know, even lose your life. You're riding your tail of the dragon. I want to push you in the head. The head is Sagittarius. And that is anything and everything that you want to do, do it in a big way, okay? And education. Stay within the food industry or the real estate, and the next dragon will be just incredibly positive for you. You got all that, my friend?
Oh, got it.
All right. Good luck to you, my friend Stephen, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You bet. Well, everybody, we are now coming at the end of the show, The Cosmic Code with Dr. Thierry. And I, as always, I want to end this show by wishing every one of you health, success, happiness, and say the famous phrase that you shall never, never forget. And the famous phrase is, your future is nothing else than the reincarnations of your thoughts. With these last words, I shall see you next Wednesday. Good night, everybody.